Dublin City Council has been accused of leaving its flat complexes behind when it comes to retrofitting, as figures show that just 17% of units have received upgrades to windows, doors and heating systems. A recent study found that 65% of residents of one South Inner City complex say their living conditions are impacting on their mental and physical health. It's prompted calls for local authority tenants who have problems with living conditions to be brought under the remit of the Residential Tenancies Board. I've been talking to residents about their concerns.
That window now, the handles are falling off it, the rubbers are gone, and you can feel the draft coming into them, you know.
The smell of hops hangs in the air as Tony Doonan wrestles with the window of his flat in Emmett Buildings in the shadow of St James's Gate in Dublin's South Inner City. He's lived happily here for 30 years, but now in his 80s and suffering with a number of conditions including COPD, he believes the declining condition of the flat complex is contributing to his health problems.
It's very cold with just single glazed windows. You know, I can feel it in my breathing and it does have an effect on me. I can get chest infections quite easy, you know. The house gets cold, you know, when the heat's been on, because the draft coming in the windows and the front door.
Research from Maynooth University found that 90% of residents in Emmett Buildings have issues related to damp, mould and high energy costs, along with old and faulty windows and heating systems. 65% say that's having a negative impact on their mental and physical health. Fia Tuberty is one of the researchers behind that study, and she says when it comes to retrofitting, Dublin City Council's almost 10,500 flats are being left behind.
So there is like some funding there for retrofitting that's mostly been allocated to upgrading houses rather than flats. There's been almost no progress with improving conditions in flat complexes, and that's for like a range of different reasons, including because progress with retrofitting is kind of tied into like regeneration programs, and there's been a lot of issues with like funding and progressing kind of these like large scale regeneration schemes. It is a bit more technically complex, I think, to upgrade flat complexes because it's not just like an individual house that can be like wrapped and insulated all at once. And then as well as that, there is just like years and years of like deferred maintenance problems that have built up, and that means that it's very difficult to go in and like retrofit them, because there's no point like whacking in insulation or new doors and windows if there's like water coming through the roof.
Dublin City Council figures show that just 17% of its flats have had windows, doors, heating or external insulation upgrades, and now there are calls for these tenants to have further recourse.
I'm Senator Victor Boyne, I'm an independent member of Shannadair, and the real concern I have is that in the private sector, and you have a problem with rat infestation, leaking, damp, mould, you can make your case to the Residential Tenancies Board, an independent body that will investigate your complaint. But if you have a complaint in relation to your local authority house, the council will say you make it to them. If you're not happy with our response, you can go to the Ombudsman, which is a very, very long process. And eventually, if you're not happy with that, you can go to the courts, which is a very, very expensive process. And simply, that's not good enough for our public housing tenants. So my call here today is, take up the response and the call from the Housing Commission, which strongly recommend that all tenants, be they public or private, would have access to equality, independence, and be able to pursue their concerns with the Residential Tenancies Board.
Do you think that the local authorities have an appetite for their tenants to go under the RTB?
No, I don't. And I think there are genuine concerns that they have, and I understand that. They will cite that it's old housing stock. They don't have the money. They don't have the resources. We all know we have a housing crisis, but it is not good enough to try and attempt to house social tenants in unfit accommodation, and accommodation that would not be accepted in the private sector.
Dublin City Council is the largest landlord in the state, and it says half of its 205 flat complexes were built between 1930 and 1977. It says it addresses concerns about maintenance where possible and within its available resources, and it says it's in the process of developing a more planned approach to maintenance. In the meantime, residents continue to wait.
I love it here, you know, and I know all my neighbours and that. And if they'd done the houses up and insulated them properly and given new windows to the people, it'd be a lot easier. So really what they need to do is upgrade these houses, upgrade them to the right standard.
And that was Tony Doonan from Emmett Buildings in Dublin's South Inner City speaking to me earlier this week.